Well, a year ago, it looked like Illinois was facing a long battle to get a state budget, but few could have predicted what wound up occurring. 11 months into the fiscal year, still no spending plan. Now lawmakers have about a week before the scheduled end of the spring legislative session to work things out. And joining us to talk more about it, Springfield State Representative Republican Tim Butler. And Representative, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.
Let's go straight to the budget. Let's talk about that. Where do things stand now from your point of view?
Well, I was encouraged, a couple weeks ago when the so-called budgeteers, some of these rank-and-file members from the four caucuses had been together working on both revenue and spending, levels, and had forwarded on their recommendations to the leadership and the governor's office. And I kind of I was hopeful that that was a good sign that we were going to make some progress here this spring. And obviously, those recommendations are still sitting there with leadership I think at least there's a little bit of hope between now and the 31st that we can use some of these numbers and move forward on a budget. But I'll be honest, today I'm not overly optimistic that we're going to get to May 31st and have a budget in place, let alone a budget for 16 or 17, both of the fiscal years. Obviously, we're almost 11 months into 16 without having a budget. I've been on the job for about 15 months, so it's been frustrating for me not to have a budget intact. And you know, we basically have had no discussions per se about a 17 budget. So we're going to keep obviously continuing to work over these next 8 days or so. And I think things can certainly come together quickly, as we've seen in the past. But there needs to be a commitment on all sides that we get this done.
One of your colleagues on the other side of the aisle, Democrat Lou Lang from Skokie, was quoted as saying that we may not see a budget get approved in the entire term, first term at least, of Governor Bruce Rauner. And I know that's looking a long way out, but if something doesn't get done here over the next several days, that doesn't seem as far-fetched, at least from where I sat at this point.
Well, I was pretty disappointed to see Leader Lang say that. I think that for those of us on the Republican side, I believe we're committed to finding a balanced budget, something we really have not had come out of the State House in quite a long time. I think the governor's committed to having a balanced budget. And, sometimes when you hear things like that, I think it feeds into the cynicism about this just all being politics. And I think there are plenty of those on the Republican side that think the speaker is holding this up just because he can try to hang it on the governor, really. But I don't think anyone wins. Certainly, we see plenty of entities around the state struggling because we don't have a budget in place. I can't imagine going through the next fiscal year without a budget, let alone going for 4 years without a budget. So I don't think that was pretty very helpful language by Leader Lang, but we'll continue to work hard. I think we're committed to having a budget out there, and hopefully we can get one done here soon.
I don't want to make you try to speak for Democrats by any stretch, but on the Republican side, are there just a few key things that really need to get done to get Republicans on board with a spending plan?
Well, number one, I think the highest priority for those of us on the Republican side is we need a true balanced budget. We have $32 billion basically in revenue that is coming in the door annually right now. We have upwards of $38 billion in spending. We need to figure out how we can get spending in line with our revenues, and whether that means cuts completely, which I think is going to be very difficult, or cuts combined with some sort of revenue increases, I think that's a more likely possibility. That's the top of our list. Beyond that, the governor ran on a platform to reform the state and try to create a better economy for all of Illinois. And a lot of the things on his agenda, that's what they go towards. And he started with some ideas, about 50 or so, 44 ideas on his agenda. He's whittled them down to a handful. And I think we could find some common ground there. One of the main things that comes up time and time again when I talk to business owners around the state is workers' compensation costs and how much more it costs to do business because of workers' compensation in Illinois. This came up last week when the governor had a series of roundtables, small business roundtables across the state. When I talk to some of my friends on the Democrat side, a lot of my Democrat friends agree that we need to continue to do some more reforms on workers' comp, even more than we had a couple years ago. There was a local business at one of these roundtables that said their workers' compensation costs annually are about $90,000. And if they moved to Indiana, those costs would be about $30,000. That's $60,000 that could go back into their business, that could go back into employees pockets that could be taxable as well. So I think that's that's one of the biggest issues that we need to make sure. If we get to a budget deal, I think workers' compensation form has to be along there as well.
We're talking with the Republican State Representative Tim Butler from Springfield. Let me shift gears here a bit. The governor and the Rauner administration are at odds with AFSCME over a new contract. They've been trying to negotiate something for quite some time. Some think we could even see the possibility of a strike coming up. Do you see that as a possibility?
Well, I sure hope not. I think that would be a very bad thing for our local economy here in Springfield. Beyond that, I think that'd certainly be bad for the entire state of Illinois, not to mention the workers who work for the state of Illinois. I've encouraged the governor. I've spoken to the governor directly. I've spoken to his staff on many occasions that I think they made the wrong decision by going to the Illinois Labor Relations Board by saying that they thought the talks were an impasse. I think they should come back to the table and negotiate. And I've made the same point to the unions. I don't think AFSCME over the 60-some bargaining sessions that they had came very far on their side of the contract, from what I'm told at least. I don't think they came very far. These negotiations should be compromises between the union and the administration. I don't believe there's much of a role for the General Assembly to play. We don't need 177 members of the General Assembly being involved in the negotiations, and I've said that consistently from the beginning. So we're going to see what happens with the Labor Relations Board. They're going to make some ruling at some point, I believe this summer probably, about whether or not they believe the talks are at impasse, and then I think we'll take it from there to see what happens.
Do you think that maybe some type of third party needs to be brought in to try to bring the two sides together?
Well, I do believe that if both sides get truthful about their negotiations, they can figure it out on their own. This is the way it's been done in the past. I really don't see the need for an arbitrator to come in and make those decisions for what the two sides should really own up and do on their own.
Is there something that maybe would stop short of an arbitration, to going to some type of binding arbitration, maybe somebody who could just help facilitate the two sides?
Well, I think this is – I mean, the two sides have to negotiate. They're both very used to this. Obviously, unions are used to doing this. The administration has folks that are used to doing this. So I think they should be able to work it out on their own.
Here in Springfield, the governor closed the Illinois State Museum last year. Then I heard it might reopen with a plan to begin charging admission, and then I've heard really very little since that time. Where does this stand? You're heavily involved in that.
I am. Both myself and Representative Sarah Wojcicki-Jimenez have been very involved in this entire issue. I will say this. I mean, the State Museum is going to reopen. I just don't know exactly when it's going to reopen. We have a commitment from the administration to reopen the museum. We have legislation. I know Senator Menard has some legislation on the Senate side. We have an amendment in the House side that Sarah and I are trying to get into a shell bill that would institute a fee, would allow the director to institute an admission fee for the museum and also reopen the museum. I'm hopeful that maybe we might be able to get that legislation out here in the next 8 days. We've got it drafted and ready to go. Beyond that, I do think the governor and the administration have a plan to reopen the museum. They've started the rulemaking process to allow for a fee to be instituted, which currently they don't have the ability to do that. The director doesn't have the ability to charge a fee at the museum. So they're moving through that process. That's going to come up in front of JCAR here before long. I'm not sure when, but I think at some point the museum will open. And then it's really incumbent upon the administration to make it work. I know they're kind of reconstituting the society, the fundraising arm, and really putting a lot of emphasis on the society to really come up with a good fundraising plan to assist the state dollars that will be involved with running the museum as well.
There had been some concerns, I believe, about things like accreditation, whether or not there would be enough staff left and all of these things. From what you've been told, I mean, If everybody got into agreement and moved this admission fee along, you don't think that there would be any real holdup then to getting it reopened?
I do not. I think once we get agreement, whether it's through legislation or whether the Joint Committee on Rules has their ruling on instituting a fee, I've been told that the Department of Natural Resources can reopen the museum within 2 weeks. They think they can reopen within 2 weeks. So that's why, you know, Sarah and I have been working with Senator Menard. We've had a lot of discussions, you know, and I kind of thought we had some agreed language, but obviously that wasn't the case, so it's held it up a little bit. But, you know, at some point, like I said, it's whether it's through legislation or whether it's through JCAR, we're going to have the ability to do what we need to do and get the museum reopened. The accreditation issue is vitally key here. They need to be open for 1,000 hours in a calendar year to be able to retain their accreditation. And we're quickly approaching, you know, a deadline. I think 1,000 hours probably, if we have it open for 6 months out of the year, 1,000 hours would probably – we'd be able to hit that 1,000-hour threshold. But, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens over the next couple of weeks. But like I said, it will reopen. I'm just not quite sure when.
We have about a minute and a half or so left here, and I want to return back to the budget. We started off talking about the bipartisan working groups of rank-and-file lawmakers working, trying to come up with a framework for a budget. It seems to me that the rank-and-file, in which you're one, I guess, you know, you're a relatively new lawmaker.
I don't know if I'm rank or file. I'm not sure which.
It seems to me that that there are a lot more areas of agreement than disagreement among rank-and-file lawmakers. So, you know, whether this has been a personality clash between people at the top of state government, and it may take rank and file to get something accomplished here, how do you see this working out?
Well, I see at the very tops of both the Democrat and Republican Party, through Speaker Madigan at the governor, that they believe that this is a true struggle for the future of Illinois is the kind of way they view it. And I don't think they agree on a lot of issues and the way to move forward. And I think there have been some personality clashes at the top as well. The rank and file members on a day-to-day basis, we talk to each other a lot. We talk to each other all the time, especially when we're in session. I think there is tremendous frustration both on the Republican side and the Democrat side that nothing has been done as far as the budget goes. And I think there's a lot more agreement between the two parties on that level than people will ever know. I think there's a lot of common areas that we find ways to work on, and I think we could do the same thing on the budget. We pass bills every day we're in session that are bipartisan bills that have been hammered out between the two parties. We need to do the same thing on the budget. We need to move past some of this personality stuff and realize that, you know what, it's not all about politics. It's about doing good things in public policy for the people of Illinois, and that's what we need to realize.
That's Republican State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield. Representative, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.